Oh my gosh, great event here.
Well, sure. Yeah. Yesterday they had the boys' sectional that was here. The girls will be coming out doing some golfing as well. So you've got a lot of people that kind of take advantage of the golf course here.
Absolutely. It's a great facility up here. I think Dave's here. He's going to be talking about Aqua in a little bit, and I'm here to talk about the community. We have a new subdivision of the development going in. I think this development started probably back in 2000, and this is the last phase that we're going into, and we're actually going into the interior of the golf course. We're going to have probably, about 144 home sites there. So it's going to be a beautiful subdivision, some high-end homes, a mix of product that's going in there, tournament homes. So it's going to be a beautiful golf course.
Do you have to relocate any of the fairways or any of the greens?
We do. Right now we have 36 holes we are going to relocate. We're going to have 27 championship when we're done.
Okay. Yeah. And over how long of a time will this go?
This will go on probably for the next 4 to 5 years. We'll be finishing out on this product.
What do you find most appealing of this area? We look out and we see a beautiful golf course. We see some homes maybe on the far end. What do you find so appealing about this?
I think just living in this development, there's the ability to a beautiful walk around. We have this clubhouse up here. When you live in the development, you don't pay dues or fees to this. This is a public facility up here, so we get to use this. We have a winery that's right on the golf course as well that we can walk to. But it's, it's beautiful surroundings.
So there is a winery somewhere out here that Bruce and I have not been to?
Absolutely.
Where is this?
It's, I think you get about, go 4 holes that way, and you can see it as your golf cart goes around the golf path. It's on Walker Road. It's John Christ Winery.
Oh, sure. Okay. We've been there.
Right.
I've been there.
But I've seen the other end of it. It's interesting sometimes when you're within the interior, the connection or how far, how close certain areas are of the community when you're
It winds right through it. Absolutely. It's, over there, too, the great thing about Legacy Point is you get a country club type of living, but you only have about $500 in homeowner's fees a year. You don't have to pay the huge country club fees. So it works out well.
Yeah. Well, that's just, and sometimes you wonder if there is more places for subdivisions. Sometimes communities seem like they're either packed out or it seems like there must be all, but there's obviously pockets that you find that can fit the type of homes that you want to develop and to create a neighborhood that, will suit that area.
Absolutely. And this was a master plan development that started from the beginning. And this is the last phase. We brought everything back out around. We built new holes and we'll redesign everything. So it's all going to come. It's going to be beautiful. We're really excited about it. We got some new product coming about.
This afternoon, our afternoon show will be at John Christ Winery.
Oh, okay. And, didn't know that.
Yep, we'll be out there. And for people who have not been there, can you tell us a little bit about the winery and what people can expect?
It's got a real home feel to it. It's they make all the wine on the grounds there. They probably have, 20 different, maybe 30 different types of wine up there with a lot of different flavor wines. You got your Merlots, your Cabs, they have everything there, but they always have really neat events up there. The back area is beautiful, Dave.
And there's a lot of clam bakes and dinner type events that happen throughout the year. They do a great job of organizing those kinds of events, and the sangria there is pretty outstanding too, I heard.
You've heard. Now, the construction you have is not only here at Legacy, but David, you have construction going on at Aquamarine. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Aquamarine is a great little community that we've been able to develop that holds pretty true with the thoughtful planning that Bucky has done throughout the years with his developments. So Aqua is a recreational rental-focused community, and so we have mid-rise buildings, townhomes. Right now we're building some additional townhomes. We have a tremendous demand for the smaller apartment, one-bedroom style. And so we're putting in 30 new units now that'll be available for rental in the spring. And it really is tucked in a great little part of the community there. It's very walkable, just like all of Buck's communities. And there's a great clubhouse there. So that construction, and then there'll be eventually some additional that happens there as well, new stuff. But that nine-hole par three course, beautiful clubhouse that offers quite a bit of social interaction.
When you look at demand for housing, how do you go about doing that? Is it simply by people knocking on your door, making phone calls? How do you know it's out there?
Well, with, what is it, 60 years in the business?
Right.
You know, there's an organization here that has its finger on the pulse. And so you start to really, throughout the years, begin to get a feel for what people are asking for. You pay attention to that. We get a lot of folks, for instance, with this one bedroom that we're building over here, we get a lot of folks that hit so much on a variety of markets. You've got young people that are looking for something smaller, older people that are downsizing, and then you get the out-of-towner professional who has a life, say, in Columbus or Detroit or in Philadelphia, and they come here. They work typically executive level, and they want something nice, safe, quality, cool community. And so they're here for a work week or two, and then they go home for a bit, and they come back and forth. So they're the worker traveler type person.
Most are rentals. Are some purchased?
There is a group of condos at the Aqua. There are no new condos there, but there are some that are available for resale.
Yeah, so back over to Legacy. We do have three different product that we're going to have over there. One is the tournament home. Those are individual cluster type home, first floor masters. You're probably going to be in there. That's right around the 400 and up category, and you're going to have some on the golf course, some off the golf course. We're going to have some townhomes are going to be there, high-end luxury townhomes. You're probably going to be starting in the low 300s on those and going up. And then when you get to the single family, you'll have anywhere from probably 450 and on up all the way to the golf course. We're coming around. We're shooting for hopefully this next spring to be digging back out there. So.
And the nice thing about all of those, too, is you've got the customization that you can put in like Koff does across the board.
Exactly. Yeah. When we come in, we are a semi-custom builder, so we have probably 8 different plans that you can choose from, and then you can come in and we can move things around and redesign for you and make it happen. Elevations a little bit different, give everyone a personal touch to everything. But you can get on our websites out there. We got kopf.net, kopf.net, kopf.net. Dave, also we got Aqua.
Aquamarine Luxury Apartments.
Gotcha.
Yeah. .com.
.com.
It's a long way from just having a brochure or having some place where people would come to a model home and walk around and try to envision. This gives them a chance to really see the breadth of everything.
Absolutely. And we do have models out there, too. We have models of each home. Over at Legacy, stop out. We have townhome models, single-family home models, and tournament home models here in Avon Lake. And those are open daily from probably 11 to 5 and through the weekends.
Yeah, open 7 days a week.
Yeah.
All of them, including Aqua.
We got to fit into the time schedule when someone needs to see it, right?
You got
it. Pretty much for that.
Give me a call and I'll meet you out there.
Exactly right, with the key and ready to
That's
go.
That's right.
Though sometimes some of those model homes, they seem to have every light on inside there. They have a way of kind of making it in almost into a sort of a magical place to see what it illuminate,
right.
How it's illuminated like that.
You got to mark it 24/7.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Sometimes it's when the best thing when people catch their eye. They can see it if it's the only thing lit up there. Well, we appreciate both coming in this morning. I know it was helping us kind of celebrate the 200th anniversary for Avon Lake, celebrating for that as well.
It was a great event. We had the beer fest that was down on Miller Park Road. A lot of local people were involved, but it was a great event down there. It really was. Really great turnout.
And then we've talked to the mayor and how the Koff Builders and your family as well and ingrained in the community and supports everything that happens in this area here as well.
So this is our hometown. We take great pride in the community, trying to make it look as beautiful as we can.
Well, we got a beautiful view this morning looking out over the golf course as well as everybody's getting ready soon for another round of golf this morning. Bert Koff joining us. Also, David Klimath, thank you for coming in today and sharing a little bit of what's happening in the housing industry and the building industry. Appreciate it. Thank you.